The Ministry of Risen Motherhood is funded by our generous donors. If you like this podcast, please consider joining them at risenmotherhood.com/give.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, here with Laura.
Hello, hello.
And before we jump into today's show, we want to tell you about something that you guys have been asking about for a long time. Our launch team, our book launch team, which is actually going to be paired with something really exciting. We wanted to offer you guys some great additional bonus content.
Yes.
In the form of an e-course.
Yeah, we wanted to do things a little bit non-traditional for a launch team. So we're going to have an e-course that you guys can participate in where each week, Emily or I or both of us, probably both of us, but we'll pop in and we're going to talk you through the framework that we use every week to take a topic and work it through the gospel. So then you can take your own unique circumstances, whatever you're facing in the moment, and you can apply the gospel yourself, because there actually is like a real system kind of that I feel like we've kind of developed.
Yeah, there are questions that we process through every time, and there's some dangers that Laura and I have kind of run into as well that we want to share with you about maybe some things to avoid in the way you apply. So we feel like this is some really helpful stuff that is in addition to the book that we don't really dive into super deep. So we would love for you to join us. So how do you get into the launch team, Laura?
Yeah. Well, the first thing you have to do is pre-order the book. And then once you've done that, you can submit your receipt. There's some technical stuff, I don't know, that we'll have on the website. But then we're hosting the group on Facebook. And so you can join. I think you start joining by August 2nd. So think ahead right now to the summer. And then the actual group will run from August 5th to September 13th. So it's like a 6-week e-course training ground.
Yeah, so you're going to get a PDF of the book. We're actually going to be able to give you a book plate, which makes your book a signed copy when
it comes.
We're going to sign them. Yeah. There's going to be weekly giveaways. And then, of course, since it is a launch team, we would love for you guys to come alongside us and maybe review the book or share it on social media. And we'll be giving you all the help to do that and just cheering you along with that as you guys help us launch this book out into the world.
Yeah. So we hope that you come and join us. We would love to kind of meet all of you guys in the Facebook group. It's a great way for us to be able to have a little bit more contact with you guys too, which we think is really exciting.
There's another thing that we can't wait for.
What?
Summer!
Oh. I wasn't sure where you were going. That's true. Very good transition, Emily. I ruined it. I apologize.
Yeah, I know. That's what we're chatting about today.
Yeah.
Is all of our summer expectations and hopes and dreams, because the weather is finally nice.
Beautiful. Yes.
And we live in central Iowa, as most of you guys know, and so our winter just kind of goes on and on and on
forever. It's like 6 months.
And when you think it's over, you have a morning like we did this morning where we woke up to snow scattered on the ground with our plants sort of starting to try to come up. So we're definitely always really excited when summer gets here.
Yes, that's exactly right. I love summer because I love all this extra time. I think that I'm going to be so productive always. I'm going to read with my kids, and I'm going to do these crafts, and I'm going to turn into Pinterest mom, and we're going to do dinners outside and all this stuff. And some of that gets accomplished, which is really fun, but some of it doesn't. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, because I've seen more and more, there's like these summer bucket lists that people have.
Yeah, those are cool.
Where you're like, we're going to go to all these parks and we're going to visit every splash pad and we're going to go to the zoo.
We're going to read 100 books. We're going to earn the personal pizza for sure.
We're going to the library.
It's so important.
maybe it's something like, hey, we're going to go to all these play dates. I know that's something Laura and I have been talking about is, hey, how are we going to get our kids together more often? Another thing we love about summer is that there's usually less illness.
So. Oh, it's such a gift.
Usually there's not a cold every single week or a stomach bug going around. Mm-hmm. As Laura said, availability to eat outside and hopefully mm-hmm. less sweeping. When my kids are really little, I remember I used to make them eat lunch on this picnic blanket in the backyard, and then they'd stand up and I would just shake that thing.
Love it.
Shake those little sandwich pieces all over the yard and the birds would come eat them or whatever. And just in general, like a lot of us look forward to, hey, this is when we travel, this is when we have mm-hmm. vacation, or just these memories, like we think this is kind of the golden time of the year for our kids when they look back and remember these super fun summers. So there's definitely a lot of, I see, pressure we kind of put on summer.
Yeah, we have a lot of expectations, that's mm-hmm. for sure. And one thing that I think is hard too is that for those of you who work, maybe you work full time throughout the summer. I know mm-hmm. a lot of times work just doesn't slow down. It doesn't for us at Risen Motherhood. You know,
work does not know it is summer.
Exactly. Our kids are home and they have a different schedule, but we don't necessarily. So that can be kind of a tough part about summer, actually. You know, you might be piecing together childcare, different day camps, and some of you are teachers. Maybe you do have a shortened schedule, and so even more expectations might even be placed mm-hmm. on the summer and how you're going to spend it. But no matter what, like in general, for most people, the summer brings a pretty significant change in schedule. And for all of us, I think there's something about the summer that I feel like kiddos just get a little wild.
They do. It's kind of a later bedtimes, mm-hmm. longer days, and there's this exhaustion that can kind of occur over the summer as we think, oh, it is going to be fun, but then now we're tired because we have been doing so much more than we usually do. And what's interesting is I feel like for some parts of the country or some parts of the world, this is actually the time of year that they're stuck inside more,
which is so strange. I can't even imagine spending your summer inside. But I would take your winters.
That's awesome. Everything is a trade-off.
That's right.
Yeah, but regardless of what this looks like for you, what you see as pros or cons or mm-hmm. the good things or the hard things, we just want to give everybody, including ourselves, a little pep talk.
That's right.
As we're staring down the summer months, because it is May now, and we are making our plans, and we know that even though we need a lot of these things we're getting ready to talk about at all different points of the year, we still need a reminder mm-hmm. of God's grace and how that changes us.
Yeah, and we know some of you guys might be listening to this show later in the summer. Welcome if you've joined us this summer for the first time. So any of these, just know we're dividing it up by months, but any of these can be applied at any time throughout the summer or your year.
Exactly. So June. We need perspective.
That's right. Perspective.
We need perspective because I think for me and what Laura and I really wanted to bring out in this June month is just having perspective that we're living for something eternal. We're not storing up our treasures here on earth, and our lives are not meant to just be lived for the sake of our own pleasure, for the sake of our own fun or getting our bucket list done, that we're really a part of a bigger story. So Jesus knew that it was going to be easy for us to kind of take care of ourselves and help ourselves. But he calls us to something that is greater in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm, that's right. He calls us to love others more than ourselves. In fact, we've talked on a previous show about how God set that as the standard. He said, I know you'll love yourself so easily and so well that actually I want you to love others the way that you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And so Christ calls us to love others, to prioritize them. And that includes our children and our husbands, of course, with all of the mm-hmm. great things we're going to do, but also the poor and the needy, the mm-hmm. hard to love, and those that are less fortunate. And so we want to think about, as we go into the summer, what does that look like for each family mm-hmm. to make sure that they are carrying out the Great Commission and the greatest commandments? And I think, like, for a personal example, just to share one, something that I've come to realize that I have to actually work pretty hard at finding ways to involve my children in service, or it doesn't really happen. I mean, we may make a meal or two here or there when it crops up for another person, but this year, like, just one example is that we're actually working with a nonprofit that provides temporary transitional housing for those that can't afford traditional housing. And so they might just need some help getting back on their feet. So we come and we clean the apartment when it transitions to another person. And when I first heard about this opportunity, we specifically signed up for it because we thought, that's a good way that I can involve my kids, that I can bring them, and it kind of has accountability for something to go do. And it's been great for my kids to see just that, like, not everyone lives the way we do, and it's offered some great conversations.
Mm-hmm. So to build off that, one of the questions we wanted to kind of leave you guys with in this month was just considering, again, how can you live out the greatest commandments, and how can you structure your summer in a way that shows not only that you love God, but that you love others? Because again, our default is going to be to design these months in such a way that just kind of takes care of number one and is just kind of about the betterment of our own life and our own enjoyment. But can you guys think of somebody that you know that you can serve? Is there a neighbor you want to get to know better? Is there a mom who's having a new baby this summer and you want to bring her a meal and come watch her other kids? Or maybe there's something at church that you've been meaning to get involved in that now is a good time to sign up as you have a little bit more margin time perhaps. So just think about those things as you are looking ahead to your summer.
So July, moving to the next month. This month, we need grace.
We need grace for all the plans I made in June and all the good intentions that we had that didn't happen.
That's exactly right. By June, it's pretty obvious our summer bucket list isn't necessarily going to be totally accomplished. The schedule often has gone awry, right? Kids have gotten like weirdly sick by some, we just talked about how there's less illness in summer, but somehow there's always a bug that seems to catch them. Maybe they were stung by a wasp or a bee. I know for my daughter, she is deathly afraid of bees. And it's like, if there is a bee around, we can't do anything. Maybe it rained on the day that you plan to go to the amusement park or the zoo. There's just a lot of failure. And not only just in, oh, our plans have gone awry, but like our hearts, right? The kids are fighting, they're bickering, they're complaining, they're impolite, they're acting ungrateful when we did all these amazing things for them. And then for us as moms, right? We're just caught off guard by our kids' ungrateful attitudes. We're kind of annoyed ourselves. We're frustrated. We want a nap.
Exactly, which is why we need to remember grace, because we were talking about perspective in kind of the previous month, and this perspective reminds us that we live a life in Christ, in God's favor, which means that we get to experience like his joy and his pleasure and his delight and his sweetness and his loving kindness, even though we are sinners and we've fallen short of his standard. And whenever we realize that and we think about how short we fall of his standard, and yet in Christ, he gives us all of these pleasures, a lot like the pleasures we get to experience in summertime, like our attitude is different. And we get a chance to also point our children back to him as well, as we see these things that crop up in the summer that just aren't how we wanted. And we get to say, yeah, but look at the grace that God has given us in Christ. And look at all of the gifts that he gives us that we don't deserve.
Yeah, I think of that Greek word. I think I'm going to say it wrong probably, but charis?
Yeah.
Somebody out there is a scholar.
I don't know.
Charis. They're correcting me. We are not trained students in this stuff. But it's just a way to talk about the Lord's favor. And the Bible tells us that God shows us favor that we don't earn. And I think that the summer season is just a great time to remember that. And it'd be a fun word study if you're ever looking for one.
Yeah. So for me, I think I can tend to be very future oriented and very idealistic. And I always have these really fun ideas in my mind. But the reality is, by the time we get to July, like, I've got this tension going on in our house that creates a lot of conflict, where my older kids are feeling like, oh, we deserve to go to the pool every day, and we deserve to be doing all these super fun things outside. And I feel kind of pulled because I can't supervise them right now, and I need to actually be doing some housework and getting some things done for our family. And, oh, we actually need to pay attention to the little ones in our home who need to nap and they can't go outside. And so there can be a lot of this tension that starts to boil up in our house and can create sibling conflict and can create a lot of tears and a lot of my life is not going the way I thought it was going to, Mom. And this isn't turning out the way we expected. And it is good for us to all just sit down and remember. And I'm prepping myself right now for when this July day comes and there are some people in tears over not getting to do what they wanted to do, that we can reorient our perspective on just, hey, why is it that we feel this tension? It's because we live in this world that is fallen, but we can look to Christ and we can trust and hope in him and not hope in our circumstances and just remember God's grace.
Yeah, so our July question for you guys and challenge is, first, what verse can you post or what can you memorize with the family to remember who you guys are in Christ, even when things get hard? So Emily, get working on your verse.
I know. I probably do need to get one out.
Get working.
Get one ready.
And then another just nice challenge might be to find time to read a book or discuss with your kids the gospel themes. So just working through like all of the stuff that the Lord has given us, even when we don't deserve it, like that's the gospel, you know, talking through what we deserve, what we've been given, the grace and mercy that's been shown us. And so it would be just a great chance in the middle of June to remind yourself of some gospel hope. And if you don't know what book to read, we have a million on our website on the kids resources page, or just go read the portion of the New Testament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last summer, we studied 1 John with my oldest son, and it provided so many good opportunities because there's a lot of verses in there like, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Yes, yes.
You know, we should walk in the way that Jesus walked, and it just gave us a lot of natural opportunities then as like a day would go and not be the way that my son wanted it to be for us to recall that study. So it's just a great natural way to
talk. Your son was 6, right, at the time?
Yeah, almost 6.
So our Abide study cards are a great method to walk through if you're like, I don't know how to study 1 John with my kids. Well, don't worry. We have provided all you need, moms. Excuses gone.
A free printable.
There you go.
Okay, so let's get to August. And in August, we're in need of perseverance.
Oh, man. Gotta get to the end.
Gotta get to the end. We are nearing the summer finish line, but we are not there yet. And I think this is a lot of times the point in the season where maybe some of us are getting anxious about another schedule change that's coming in the fall. We're putting things on the calendar. Our kids are getting a little bored by now. All of the things that sounded fun at the beginning of the summer have now been done or played through or whatever. And it just kind of feels like there's this dissatisfaction, even though we're not quite to the end of the summer yet.
Definitely. It's a season of where we want to probably give in to our selfish desires, but now is not the time to grow weary of doing good or of stirring each other up to love and good works. So just remember during this season, I mean, all the time, but especially in August, that because of Christ, we have the Holy Spirit. And now we have the power to live like Jesus, no matter how hard it is, no matter how tired we are, how much we want to give up. Just remember that you can change and that actually Christ is always changing you. He is making all things new. He never leaves you how he found you. And when God shows us his love, it does shape and affect our hearts. So we just want to encourage you during this season that you can turn to God in prayer, that you can read the word and ask God to make it real in your life during this season, and to ask him to help you to keep loving others, even though it probably feels tiring and challenging, and maybe you're starting to look forward to school or to summer. I know for me, that's like a hard thing often is August. I'm ready for September.
Right, because I think sometimes it's easy to think like, oh, once my circumstances change, like I'm going to kind of pull myself together again. So once September's routines get here and we're back in the swing of school and we've kind of changed to a new season, then things are going to be easier or better. But that's never the reality. We always need to stay the course right where we're at. So the August question we were kind of thinking of is just considering what is one area where you feel weak? And so what are God's promises and how can he sustain you in that area? Or how is he sustaining you? Sometimes he is, and we just need to stop and acknowledge
it. He always
is.
Yeah. He always is sustaining us.
Yes, that's true. In Christ, he is always sustaining us, but the unique ways
that he is sustaining us. Amen, amen.
And then we can say, thank you, God, because I see how you are carrying me through this, even though I am not doing such a great job.
Yes. And so for the August challenge, put on some music. Dance a little. Have a little bit of hope in those lyrics and help the whole family persevere to the end. I know music changes our heart attitudes often. We have a whole episode on music, actually, if you want to learn a little more about why it does. And take a look back at your June goals. Remember that it's never too late to restart. And even if you only have a couple weeks left of summer, it may be worth going back and looking at how you can love others, how you can serve people, pull out the summer bucket list. Maybe you can squeeze a few more things in on there. It's not about doing things. It's about resting in God's grace, but I think that it's just a reminder that it's never too late to restart.
Okay, so we wanted to leave you guys with this little word picture.
This is all Emily, like 1000% Emily.
This is so like way too deep, but bear with me because we live amongst a bunch of cornfields here in central Iowa. And so more and more I've gotten to where I think of things in terms of like agriculture, farming. So like the spring season, the farmers, you know, they're out like sowing the seeds. And I think like even a hobby gardener knows, you know, you get out there, you plant the seeds, you get your garden ready, but it's really in the summer months that like there's this hard daily grind of going out and tending to the crops or going out to your garden and weeding every day. And this is where you're like getting your hands dirty and you've got all your tools out and maybe you're having to work from what feels like sunrise to sunset. And there's just all this time. It's not the time to sit back and like eat all the tomatoes and eat all the sweet corn and enjoy the harvest. It's like kind of the really important hard time. And I think that this can be true of motherhood as well, especially in the little years. Like there's this new life, you know, we're sowing some seeds, but really like now is the summer season. Like now is the time when we're getting our hands dirty and we're putting in the long hours and we're tending to their hearts, even though we haven't seen the fruit of our work yet and we haven't gotten to the harvest part. So we just want to leave you with that because sometimes we want to be in the next season. And we want to be in the part where we're just enjoying the fruit of everything that's been done. But let's stay the course. It's summer, moms. It is summer outside. It is summer in your home. It is the time to be just cultivating that gospel growth and not giving up.
Love it. So with that, I think we'll end. We are signing off for the summer ourselves. So we wish you guys the very best for the next 3 months. We will return on Wednesday, August 28th with our fall season. We could not be more excited to get into that as we work through the book release, which is September 3rd. So also don't forget about that launch team that we talked about at the beginning of the show. We definitely would love to see all of you guys there. And yeah, I think that's about it for summer stuff. So
happy summer.
Yeah, head to RisenMotherhood.com. We will be on social media and releasing articles all summer as well. So just the podcast goes on break. The rest of the Risen Motherhood ministry is still going and going and going. Emily and I are doing tons of work behind the scenes as well. So we look forward to seeing you guys in being in your earbuds is what I'm supposed to say in a couple of months.
All right. Thanks, guys.